When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to The John Cordray Show, number 17. Today I'm talking about the number one style of communication that will take your relationship to the next level.
This is The John Cordray Show, the infusion of mental health and healthy living. Welcome to the green zone of inspiration, encouragement, and enlightenment. Discover how you can feel better so you can start living better. And now, your host, your friendly neighborhood therapist, a national certified counselor, a leading voice of emotionally healthy living, and the mental health dude, John Cordray.
Well, welcome to the John Cordray Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'm a licensed therapist and a national certified counselor. And today is episode number 17, and I am going to be talking about the number one style of communication that will take your relationship to the next level. And I don't know anybody who would not like to have their relationship go to that next level. And so today, I'm going to be talking specifically about a communication style that I think will really dramatically help your relationship, especially in the midst of a conflict. And you know a lot of things that happen in a conflict. The bickering, the yelling, screaming, defending, hurting, blaming, criticizing, belittling, one-upping, the put-downs, the silent treatment, the running away, the slamming the doors, throwing things, breaking things, crying, threatening, giving ultimatums, blackmailing, deceiving, manipulating. The list can go on and on and on. You get the point. And all of these ways of communication in the midst of a conflict will destroy, or at the very least, will damage a relationship. And the clients that come to me in my office for counseling, for marriage counseling, or for some other type of relational counseling, they have been guilty of saying or doing some of the things I just talked about, some of the things in my list. And I bet you have too. And I have as well. We all have. You know, we're human. We're going to mess up. We're going to say things. We're going to do things that we don't mean. But it's how we communicate with others is so important. And yet it is so often neglected. We don't put a whole lot of thought into our style of communicating. We just say it. We just blurt it out. We don't really think about it. And you and I must be able to know how to communicate our feelings the right way if we want to resolve the conflicts that we tend to find ourselves in. And we are not necessarily going to wake up in the morning and say, I want to get into a conflict today. No, most of us don't like conflict. We just don't like it. We don't want to get into it. And yet we find ourselves arguing, yelling. We're in the midst of a conflict, and yet we don't know how to resolve it the healthy way, the right way. And so there are actually four styles of communication that I want to talk about. There's aggressive communication, passive communication, there's passive-aggressive communication, and then there's assertive communication. And so I want to look at each of these styles and talk about them. And then as I talk about them, I want you to be thinking about which one you tend to display most frequently. So the first one is the aggressive style. And so somebody who is aggressive is someone who is angry, and everybody knows it. This person will yell, or they'll raise their voice, they'll slam the doors, You'll have an angry look on their face. Their tone of voice rises and their level of voice increases. There's screaming involved. There's name calling, threatening. There's just by looking at them, there's that tension that they create. And this is that aggressive style. And someone who is a passive style or has passive style communication is someone who has an opinion about something, but they keep it to themselves because they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to make things worse. And so a passive person would rather keep things to themselves than to make the other person upset. They might remain quiet on the outside, but on the inside, they might be screaming. They're yelling on the inside, but they won't let it out. You're not going to know by looking at them because they're very passive. They're rather just let things slide or sweep it under the rug to avoid any more conflict. That's someone who is passive. And then there's someone who is a passive aggressive. And somebody who is passive aggressive will show that they're angry, but they won't say that they're angry. So something like the silent treatment is a classic example of passive aggressive style of communication. So somebody who is passive aggressive might even leave the house without saying where they're going because they're angry, they're upset, they're in the heat of the conflict. They will leave, but they may not say where they're going. That's a passive aggressive way of communicating. And so all three of the styles of communication, which is aggressive, passive, and passive aggressive, will lead to bitterness and resentment and a deep-seated anger that will only get worse if nothing is done to correct it. If it's just communicating, you're angry, but you're not doing anything to make it better. Your style, and if you're thinking through one of these styles, you might think, well, yeah, I'm the aggressive one, or no, I'm the passive one, and there's nothing I can do about it. Well, if you are not willing to work on it and correct it, it's not going to get better. And it's one of these styles of communication, long-term, if it's aggressive, passive, or passive-aggressive, long-term, will break up a relationship and create a lot of tension in your home if you're not going to do anything about it. And it won't get better. It just won't. You hope it will, and just stop talking doesn't resolve the issue. And the next time, it'll just get worse. And so what style of communication do you typically use? Are you aggressive? Are you the one that tends to yell and makes your point very clear? You raise your voice, your tone of voice. Or are you passive? You may have an opinion, but you don't say anything because you don't want to make things worse. Or are you a little both, passive aggressive? And you'll show that you're angry, but you won't say it. And but yet still people know that you're angry. So which one are you? Which style do you typically use? And I'm going to challenge you here for a moment. If you're one of these, I want you to change. But what does that look like? What style then of communication is the right style? And this is the number one style that will take your relationship to the next level. And that is assertive communication. If you can learn what assertive communication is and learn how to apply it to your life, it will not only take your relationship to the next level, it will take every relationship to the next level. Whether you're at work and maybe with your boss or coworkers or a friend, if you can learn how to be assertive and change the way you communicate, if you're aggressive, if you're passive or passive aggressive, if you can change that and become more assertive, it will take your style, your way, the way you communicate to the next level in any relationship, whether it's a parent, a child, or a friend or a coworker or a boss, whatever, whatever relationship that you're in. So if you can learn to be assertive, then it will definitely increase your relationships. It will make them better. So assertive communication utilizes what I call I messages. And it takes the attack off the person that you're talking to and allows you to communicate your feelings. So think of it this way. I before you. When it comes to a statement that you're about to make, when you're angry or in a conflict, I before you. And here's what that looks like. Say something like, I was hurt when you said that. I was hurt when you said that. Or that hurt my feelings when you said that. So it's the I putting yourself first and then you, the other person. So instead of saying something like, you always, you never, which those are very globalizing statements. They're not accurate. But it's something that you're tempted to say. And you'll say, you always do this and you never do that. And there's a huge difference between saying, I was hurt when you said that, than saying, you did this. You hurt me. You did that. And everything you do hurts me. So there's just the way you present your feelings is huge. And so the I messages puts the attention on your feelings rather than accusing what the other person is doing or not doing. So to learn the art of I messages, if you can learn that, it will definitely take your relationship to the next level. So when you start with a sentence with you, it will almost always put the other person on the defense mode. And then if that happens, then that leads to more arguing. So if you say you do this and you don't do this, it's going to put the other person on the defense and they're going to say, oh yeah, well you do this and you do that. And it just makes it worse. And then it just kind of layers. The conflict layers and you talk over each other and then it escalates and gets out of hand. And so the other thing with assertive communication, think of what I call the three C's, the calm, cool, and collected. Calm, cool, and collected. So you remain calm, which you watch your tone and your level of your voice. Calm is the low tone, low level of your voice. Keep it calm. Cool, don't attack, don't yell, don't criticize. Keep your cool. And then collect your thoughts before you speak. Or rather, think before you speak. Because if you can learn to slow your anger down, and if you can remain calm and don't attack and think before you say something that you'll regret, think before you do something that you shouldn't do. If you're able to do that, the three C's, calm, cool, and collected, and if you're able to master the art of I messages, I feel this when you do this, I before you, it will dramatically change your relationships. It will. It will put the other person at ease, even in the middle of a conflict. You can have a civilized conflict and be able to talk level-headedly. And if you do, you will reach a resolution much more quickly. And if you can be assertive rather than aggressive, passive, or passive-aggressive, it will really take your relationship to that next level. So if you need to work on something, if you need to work on one of these styles of communication, so if you're the aggressive person, then I want to encourage you, what can you do today to start becoming more assertive?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
Think through what it is that you do when you get aggressive. Do you yell? Do you scream? Do you call and do name calling? Do you threaten? Do you have an angry look on your face? So what exactly do you need to work on when it comes to a conflict, when you get angry? If you're more passive, then I would encourage you, what are some things that you can do to become more assertive? Assert yourself. Don't keep things buried. Don't just keep it quiet so you don't rock the boat. You've got to be able to validate your feelings too. You've got to let your feelings be known. And if you don't, that bitterness and resentment will simmer and boil, and it could really cause some problems down the road. So what is it, if you're passive and you don't say things that you should, what can you do to correct that? How can you become more assertive? And then if you are tend to be more passive aggressive, same question for you. What can you do to become more assertive? What are things in your style of communicating in the midst of your anger, in the midst of a conflict? What do you need to change? If you need to change the way you look, if you need to speak up, if you need to, you know, instead of leave the house, do you need to stay? And I would say, yeah, you got to stay to resolve the conflict. Leaving will just make things worse. So if you tend to fall into those three categories, aggressive, passive, or passive aggressive, then I want to encourage you to become more assertive. The things that you need to work on is your I messages, I before you, and the three C's. Keep it calm, cool, and collected. Keep your composure in the midst of your anger, okay? Or you may need to speak up. So you can go on opposite ends of the spectrum. And I've had couples in my office for marriage counseling who one spouse would be the aggressor, more aggressive style, and the other one might be more passive. Now you can imagine who do you think tended to get their way in that relationship? The aggressor. Because the one who was a passive one didn't want to rock the boat, and so they just went along. But yet, over years of buildup, there's a lot of resentment and anger. I've also had couples who both of the couples were aggressive. And you can pretty well guess how that went. Not really well. When you put two people in the same room and they're reacting, it doesn't go well. Almost always, the conflict never gets resolved. And it just gets heated and gets worse. So my guess is you have probably figured out which style that you do more often than not. And you might be thinking through, I need to become more assertive. Awesome. Great. That is great. Now, if you're listening to this and you might be thinking, well, I already do more assertive communication. I feel like I do that, but my spouse doesn't. Well, so how do you go to your spouse or go to your friend, go to your coworker, and talk to them about how they communicate? You know, so maybe you have the assertive communication, but the person you're thinking is more aggressive. How do you go to that person? How do you approach that? Well, first, if you're going to be assertive, then again, you need to use your I statements, and you also need to become calm, cool, and collected. So you go to that person on a neutral time, a time where you're not upset, they're not upset, a neutral time, and just bring it up and say, you know, it just seems like when we argue about something, you tend to be more aggressive. You tend to raise your voice. And are you okay? Can we just talk about that? Because I really feel like I really feel hurt whenever you raise your voice. See, so there's I before you. And go to that person, talk with them, and they may or may not respond the right way. There's no guarantee. That's the thing. The only thing that you can do is try to make the change. But if the other person doesn't want to change, it's not going to happen. But nothing will happen if you don't try. So my encouragement to you, if you are the one that's the most assertive in this, in your relationship, go to the other person, whether they're aggressive, passive, or passive aggressive, go to them and pick a time where it's a neutral time and just share your heart and say, I really would like our relationship to really go to the next level. And I really think if you can learn to be more assertive in this, it would be great. I think we can get along. I think we can resolve this conflict. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking of somebody, I would say go to them as soon as possible. Go to them today and talk with them about it. Think through what you're going to say. Again, remember the three C's, keep calm, cool, and collected. But you write down some key points if you need to. But go to them and talk to them face to face without distraction. Don't do it in an email. Don't communicate in a text. Go to them and don't call them. Go to them face to face if you can. That's always the best form of communication if it's possible. So go to that person and talk to them and be gracious to them. Try to be patient with them. They may not quite understand what you mean by assertive communication, but I would just really encourage you to work on your presentation, if you will, to that person. And then I would encourage you to ask them to listen to this episode, because I think this is a very neutral platform. They're listening to someone that they don't know. They're listening to a therapist. They're listening to somebody who knows what they're talking about, and it's not so personal. So it might be a very effective way of talking to somebody, or at least encouraging somebody to learn what it means to have assertive communication and why it's important to correct it if they have aggressive, passive, or passive-aggressive style of communication. So the number one style of communication that will take your relationship to that next level is assertive communication. And my hope and my prayer is for your relationship, whatever relationship that you're involved in, will go to that next level. If both of you can be assertive, that would be awesome. I mean, think about all the different conflicts that you have been in and how it went. It didn't go really well, did it? No. But now just imagine what it could be like if you're both assertive and how easily and how quickly you can work through a conflict and resolve it, and how more quickly you can be happy together again. That would be awesome. But it takes work and it takes courage to work on this and to admit that you need to work on it. Or it takes courage to go and talk to somebody about something that you think they need to work on. So my encouragement is to really work on the assertive communication, work on it in your relationship, every relationship that you have. And if you can just make these minor adjustments, or maybe they're major, I don't know. But if you can make these adjustments in your life in a way you communicate with everybody to become less aggressive and less passive and less passive aggressive and more assertive, it will radically change the people around you as well. They will treat you better. They will treat you differently because you're different. You're more positive. you're less of a time bomb ready to go off, right? So I really think if you can work on these things, it will really improve your life and your relationship. So start learning to be more assertive in your communication and less aggressive, less passive aggressive. And I believe in you. I want to encourage you. And I really appreciate the fact that you're listening to this. And I would encourage you to listen to it over and over again if you need to. I would encourage you to pass this along, share it with somebody else, and let them listen to it. And I really believe if you can practice these things and actually make these changes in your relationship, it will definitely take your relationship to that next level. So good for you for listening to this. And I, again, encourage you to work on this. And I am for your relationship. I am your cheerleader for your relationship. And I want you to have a great relationship from here on out. And I believe you can. Just got to work on these things that I talked about. So there you go. The number one style of communication that will take your relationship to that next level is assertive communication. You can do this. I believe in you, and you are awesome.
You have been listening to The John Cordray Show. Remember, your story isn't over yet. Together, we can break the stigma of mental health. Together, we can make a difference. Be sure to catch the next episode of The John Cordray Show. Until next time, stay in the green zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.